Late Night Grin. Also, what does that name mean?
A special night, folks. A new era again for the Late Night Grin. Kind of a 1-2 punch here this evening. We have Jay Shell back for one of the famed Grin game nights. I know for many of you this will be your first Grin game night. We hope it's as heated and hotly contested as the prior ones. But we've entered the super chat era, folks. We're in the big time now. We're all ready to become millionaires and live in mansions. So a hell of a night ahead of us. We hope everyone is well, whether you're watching on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, or somehow something in between. We hope you're having a great Friday night. All right. Let's meet our incredible lineup this evening. Jay Shell, I will start with you. You're bringing the Grin game night back. How are you this evening?
You're muted.
Oh, my goodness. Jay Shell's muted. Okay, we're off to a great start, folks.
Sorry.
Jay Shell's a professional, I promise, folks.
No, I am. I promise. I'm good. I haven't watched too much wrestling, so a lot of it is just like stuff that I researched. So if it is wrong, chat, call me out. But I just
okay, let's go.
Okay, that bodes well for my team, I think.
I'm 98% confident, being honest. Like, okay, I gotta leave room for the doubt, to be fair.
Yeah, if you're not sure we're right about saying, I assume you're gonna lean SmackDown, right? I assume because you know, Jade's on SmackDown, Bianca's on SmackDown, it's kind of our show, right? Jay Shell, SmackDown.
No comment.
Okay, put that in mind. All right. I'm gonna get straight to my team because who cares about those fucking losers over there? All right. Tope Suicida, you are famous for your knowledge of professional wrestling. You've won many contests over the years, both local and on the interwebs. So I'm pretty happy to have you on my team tonight, Team SmackDown. How are you, mate?
I'm doing fantastic. I was crunching the numbers earlier. I think I've watched the most wrestling out of anyone on the screen. Don't know about Dukes, but I think I have it pretty handily other than that. I was going to research and I was motivated. I was going to figure out how cage match works, all of that. Then I saw a tweet about the Hindenburg. Got a little distracted about points and airships. Did not get much research done, but I'm doing great. So, how are you, Joe?
Yeah. I'm wonderful, mate. I'm glad to be on the blue brand. That's cool. As you know, I bleed blue, and I'm thrilled to have you on the squad. Also thrilled to have Chris back in the building. Grinner Chris these days on the Twitter gimmick. Chris, how are you, mate?
Feeling good. I studied up on my Saturday morning slam and early 2010s Trent Beretta WWE Superstars tapings. I feel like we're ready to go.
I think so. I think this is as ready as we'll ever be. My goodness, some interesting characters in our live chat. All right, Dukes over there on the Raw squad. How are you doing, mate?
I'm good. How are you, Joe?
Look, someone's already asked if it was.
I know.
Yeah. Kind of lame at this point.
Yeah.
I'm good. I mean, I will say, Dukes, I would like to have you on my team, but you can't have it all your own way, right? It is what it is. Bob, you need this one. You tweeted earlier. You were pretty honest. This is a big moment for you.
Yeah. You know, I can't win the draft anymore. Everyone's poisoned by Manny. And, you know, last time out with trivia, we didn't do well. It's a different team this time. I'm really feeling confident. You know, back in my domain here where we're not going to get random noises every 2 minutes like last week too. So,
yeah.
Good. Vibes are up.
That was a fascinating experience. Like the washing machine and
yeah,
random gunfire. It was
that's quite not random.
Yeah. Speaking of guns, Matty Bullets, team captain over there on Raw, you've been very aggressive since you found out about this game night. Talk to us about it.
Well, first of all, we fully reject the Team Raw branding and this red blue bullshit. We are the workforcemen. We are gainfully employed.
True. We all have jobs.
The workforcemen.
I'm very proud to team with my hand-selected team members of Bobby and Dukes. We're ready to win at any and all costs. And I'm happy to announce, Jay Shaw, I don't want to jump the gun on you, but we actually already lead 3-2 based on the initial round of showing your face on the screen.
Oh, come on. You know he can't show it. So you know why. That's unnecessary.
I mean, AEW's
creative process.
You can't have the badge on screen.
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing the cop bit on top of it, too.
Yeah. One really layered right here.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Staggered with one.
To interrupt you, Joe, I should also point out that I am wearing the brand new Late Night Grin Young Lion shirt. Which you can get on latenightgrinshop.com. And I make a personal guarantee that if you do purchase this shirt, Dukes, Chris, and Tope will not see a dime of the revenue.
Nope.
That was actually worth coming up, to be fair. Right? You go, folks. You heard it from the big man himself. There you go. All right. So clearly, this is going to get preheated tonight. We all have a pen and paper in front of us because this is going to get contentious. Just as last time, Tope will be utilizing the private chat, I presume, for his answer, right? So don't worry, we'll keep you updated throughout the night. But first, let's talk about these super chats. We got a lot of super chats for some reason, fellas. I don't really know why. We're gonna tackle
poor money management.
Yeah, poor money management. And we're going to tackle these up front. And then if any come in throughout the night, for whatever reason, if you're watching this show and you're like, man, this really does deserve my money, we'll get to them at the end of the show. So we'll kind of bookend the show in that way. All right, we lead with friend of the show, Karan, is on the board. He says,
wait, what the?
What?
Okay, sorry.
The thumbnail reminded me, is there a more nothing performance than John Cena in that match? No pomp, get there for a bit, eliminated early. Bizarre. For anyone unaware, the thumbnail is the Raw Rumble. Sorry, the Survivor Series 2018 match, which famously was built around Matt. You're probably the owner. Now, Bob will remember this. Do you remember the Braun Triple H Survivor Series match?
Yep.
Dude, I came across this recently because I was writing about something on Upper, and I went back to the build for this because I was watching like a TV match, and they were building to this. I think I was watching Joe and Finn team up. And everyone is just like dispatched with, I think Cena eliminates Joe. And it all ends with Triple H standing tall in November 20. What year is that, Bobby? 17 or 18?
17. Yeah, 17. It is 17.
Yeah.
I watched that show with Oracle.
Really? What did Oracle think at the time?
I'm pretty sure we just made fun of it the whole time, if I remember right. It was me and Oracle and Dylan and Papa Hales. And I can't remember if Dustin was there. And
my goodness. Yeah, so to the question, I don't know if there is a more nothing performance, but that was the start of the Cena era where he was like a guest who would come back. Because the main year after that, he does the Taker match, right? Like, that's kind of the role he's been in ever since then. So it's a weird match, a weird time. Of course, Triple H instead wrestled, he did the Ronda thing, right? And Braun teamed up with Nicholas. So
Chris, it was a great what time currency is that? Put that back up.
It's rupees.
Oh, okay. Yes. I wasn't doing a bit there. I genuinely didn't know.
How do I get rid of these, man? Do you know? I don't know. American Dragon. I don't know, man. Your professional
history with super chats.
Our friend American Dragon sends $5. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Brian.
That's a good comment right there.
Brainbuster. Donating this so I can tell my children that I contributed to the LNG buys the NWA fund. Bravo. You imagine the title rank Dax is gonna have when we get that shit rolling. It's gonna be 50 years old. Stellar in tape.
Joe and I having booking arguments on the timeline, subtweeting each other.
So I log on and tweet, some dudes just don't want to make money. Franco comes in with Meech is so old.
Factual.
I'm a big fan of this, guys. If you want to take shots at each other via Super Chat, that feels like a really sustainable model for all of us. So that's good stuff. Andy. Set still hung over after the thrill of Cody's Mania win. Only Punk and Drew stirring the juices at the moment. I like AEW versus Elite, but it's too a tad plot holy. Sorry, my eyes are bad. I haven't got glasses. There is definitely a post-Mania hangover taking place. I know, as someone who is paid by the revenue produced by professional wrestling live streams, there definitely is a contingent of fans that have kind of seen Mania and gone, all right, that was a good season finale. I'll see what happens the next season starts up, you know, for SummerSlam, whatever. Bobby, I think you've felt that somewhat, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, the NBA playoffs starting doesn't help either because they've been really good. And yeah, I did watch Raw this week, but yeah, I haven't really been following, like, leading up to Backlash. I didn't really watch live just because, I mean, it's natural and normal, I think, to kind of want to reset a little bit.
It's a lot, dude. It's a lot. When you actually really are watching it closely, it can be overwhelming. So I get it. I'm not too far away from you in that regard. Reese, who needs to present the weather like Gabe? Dude, Matt, you said it. Someone should have told that weatherman to crouch down a little bit.
Bro, yeah. He was phenomenal on that, the clips I've seen. But good Lord, man. Letting the weatherman tower over you. Like, what's happened to the game that I love?
Yeah. That would have to just be a fight back in the olden days, right? Just have
right. I mean, there's promoters that would have fired him.
Yeah. That. Would we do that? If we buy the NWA, would we allow that?
I don't think we'd allow it. I wouldn't fire him for it, but
Max isn't very
I would probably blame Bob.
No oversight. All right,
just like send it. A clip with who approved this.
At Bob, yeah. Now, I fucked up. He's a good brother, but I fucked up his name last time, and I did the cowardly thing of spelling it out. I am reading this as Arve, which is probably a beautiful name in another accent, right? It sounds like it would be a beautiful name. Unfortunately, it's my accent. I'm going to read it as Arve. Tell me if I'm wrong. He says, Joe, last night my mother wore a dressing gown made of tracksuit material. Do you want the link head of the next York Golf Show? That sounds like the dream, to be honest with you. So, yes, I do. Mm. Jay Shaw, did you see that, the phenomenon that was my tracksuit attire for the York Hall show?
Joe, of course I saw it.
It was unbelievable. It made covers, headlines, newspapers, the whole deal.
They should put you in a magazine for that outfit.
I've been saying that for years. Yeah. I've been saying that for years. Darren, I think our biggest super chat, yeah, I believe. He says, Tope said he would arrest me if I didn't send this fare.
Checks out.
Yeah, true. Tracks. Jumanji Hunter. For 10 points, how many things am I holding up?
Three.
There you go. The guesses are in. Report back.
11.
My good friend Akash Sharma in the chat says, congratulations on 1K. Thank you, Akash. I hope you are well. My God, George, couldn't he send more than this, the big man? What's he doing in here? You reached the big time. Let's talk. Bobby,
just
this feels like
go,
your...
brother. You don't need to get mad on air.
Are you sure? I thought he was going to go back and forth for a minute there. Nick Aldis, wishing my team the best. Thank you, Nick. We love you. You see, he had the shot of him and Cody behind him in his office.
Mm-hmm. That's Nick Aldi. He owns the grocery store chain.
Wow. Look at this, dude. This is big news. I got it right. I got the name right. It's a beautiful name. I'm glad I got it right. It really is a new era.
You get a point for that?
Yeah, we should get a point for that. Shytown's first. Congrats on 1K. I have no idea what this is, but I'm captivated. Nor do
Joe,
we. That's the beauty of it. Yes?
Don't do that again. He didn't pay for that comment, so it doesn't go on screen.
Good catch.
It was free. What was the guess? Dukes, that was your guess, right?
Let's fucking go.
We already won. It's over. That's game night, folks.
Woo! So we really appreciate it, folks. If you do send any throughout the night, which I think we'd all be surprised if anyone else could possibly want to send, that was overwhelming in itself. Please do, you know, we'll probably get to the end of the show just because we want to do the game night. But to Shytown Spurs point about not knowing what this is, Jay Show, you can confirm, I'm the one you've spoken to most days. I don't know what this is, really, right? I was told, you know, do teams, we'll do Raw versus SmackDown. Of course, immediately I made myself SmackDown because I'm an adult. But this is, I mean, there's a lot here. So best you can explain what's ahead of us, unless you just want to get straight to it. It's up to you.
No, I can explain it a little bit. So basically it's like what I've done in the past is like four different games that test wrestling trivia in different types of ways. And in the past, I've done some like consistent games where we did like The Price is Right or Shite or whatever we did, where you had to guess like the price of like wrestling memorabilia. But now we're doing four completely different games that we haven't done before. So it's going to be completely different from what we've done in the past, hopefully it works out. I'm a little bit nervous, but I.
Yeah.
I'm out of touch, I would say. So it's a little bit more hard for me to do this. Yeah. So.
Well, the beauty of being on the late night grin is the worst case scenario of which, like, this is bad. It's actually more at home on the late, because the other ones have probably been too good for the late night grin, right? So you're kind of in a perfect spot here. Great comment. I'm going to put that one on the screen too. So with that, are we ready to go? We ready to rock?
Slides on the thing.
Yes. Here we go, folks. Okay. So.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness. This is already alarming.
Whose eyes are those?
CM Punk. I think that's Batista, right? Batista? Cena? One of those guys.
Okay. Are you guys?
I think it's Chris Benoit.
Oh. My okay. I think we're ready.
Okay. So the first game that we're going to start with, actually, I want to preface all of it by saying, I tried to do a kind of even mix between WWE and AEW.
Okay. So
for some of them, the order, you can tell, like, there is a bit of a pattern. But for some of them, it might be a little bit more confusing. So you might have to – there's some where you can use, like, your team's help, and there are some where you have to, like, do it by yourself. So.
Okay.
Bob, focus.
Yep.
Yeah.
I saw you turn your head there. We ain't got time for that.
Sorry. Okay. So we're going to start with the Clickbait Championship. And this one is the one that I previewed online, like, 2 hours ago or whatever.
Right.
So the way that this works is there's going to be 9 total rounds for this, and you can get 1 point per answer. So there's different, like, point designations for the different games. So we have 9 rounds for this game. So that means that each of you guys, I think my math is right, I don't know, should be able to guess 3 times.
Yes.
Ideally. Mm-hmm. And you'll choose one person from each team to go head-to-head against the other.
Oh,
and then we'll do it like Price is Right style, and you guys can switch the rotation after each 3 rounds.
Okay. I like this. Okay, this is getting good. It makes sense.
You guys will have to decide now who you guys want to go first, second, and third, and then we'll play you guys.
Fellas, I'll lead us in the battle on this one. All right.
Big YouTube metrics guy.
Yep, I study this stuff. Team Raw, who's stepping up?
Don't call us that.
I didn't answer it on purpose.
Bob, do you want to go first?
Yeah, that's fine.
he sounded thrilled.
Okay, so he's gonna go second.
I'll go against Tope.
Okay.
Remember, folks, Tope
will
be two
lawyers last.
Tope will be getting his answer to Jay Shell slightly differently, folks. So, we'll keep you plugged in that regard. All right, that works. Okay.
Are you guys ready for the first round?
I believe so.
Yep.
Okay, so it's just Joe and Bob. And you guys are going to be able to, like, write your answers down. Don't try to, like, buzz in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Why did I buy this buzzer then?
The buzzer will come in handy later. So, the first match is the Ruby Soho and Willow versus Anna Jay and Ty Mello. Match.
Okay. Oh man, I should have really took my time. I got very hasty. This was a hell of a match. That particular shot you got there was from that very famous bump that poor Anna Jay took. I'm intrigued by this one. AEW YouTube numbers can be, how we say, interesting. Yeah, very hard to gauge, I think.
You may have said this already, but is it closest without going over, or is it just closest?
Yeah, closest without going over. Price is Right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I'm fucked.
And these, you ready? The images aren't the thumbnail, right?
That's not the thumbnail. I can't get the thumbnail. No, I just grabbed whatever I could get. So.
That was a very interesting question. All right, good stuff. Bobby, you're ready, correct?
I am ready.
All right. Okay, Jay, sure, you want to count us down, and we'll try our best to tell the audience what's going on here, because I know it'll be tough to see.
Okay, do you want me to reveal at the same time, or do you guys want to say it and then I reveal it?
I think are we turning our papers around, or are we just saying it?
You got to show them, because I don't trust Joe at all. He'll lie.
Yeah, you shouldn't trust me. I'll lie.
Okay.
I'm here to reveal mine. I'll say it here. Look, 750K. It's way too high.
Okay.
I didn't see the thumbs up. Unfortunately.
What'd you say, Bobby?
Okay. I got 43,000.
Okay.
Oh. Fuck.
Wow.
Fuck. I'm a bad bitch, bro. I'm a bad man. I knew that shit front to back. That's beautiful. All right. It's gone up since the last time I watched it. Okay. All right.
Yo, you did not say I'm a bad bitch.
I said I'm a bad bitch, and I'll say it again, Jay Shell. That's the real right there. You see that?
This is a good point. When we turn our numbers over, we should say them out loud, too, because some people listen to this.
Yeah. You'll not be able to see either.
Oh, sorry. The answer for that, by the way, was 779,000. I'm not going to say the rest of the numbers because I'm already bad at arithmetic. So,
honestly, I was confident it would be high, but when I saw 10K likes, I was like, fuck, that doesn't sound good, you know?
Yeah.
That was a bloody street fight, so I was pretty confident.
I am never going to forget Joe saying I'm a bad bitch. That's going to live in my head.
It's not the first time I've heard him say it. So
it was all wrong.
He texts it to me like twice a day. Sometimes with no context whatsoever.
Okay. So moving on to the second round. Are you guys ready to go head to head for the second round?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Ready? So this match is Orton versus Christian Cage. This is posted in 2020, but I think the year is 2011 at SummerSlam.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little like bar blocking the bottom of my screen, so I can't.
You're good. Yeah, it's 2011 SummerSlam, and this is the full match too. So
good match.
Yeah, cool. Awesome match. All their matches were really good, man. Really, really good. Great series. I know both guys are really proud of that series. 2011. If Oracle was here right now, it's not doing play by play.
I still have some residual anger from it, but.
Yeah.
Because Christian lost the belt the week before I went to SmackDown. The only reason I went was to see him as the champion.
That was crazy, yeah.
Dukes, you good? That
was crazy.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, so again, folks, Tope will be. He's put his answer in the private chat.
Okay, yeah, I have Tope's answer.
Okay, Dukes, come on. Reveal your answer yet. What do we got, man?
2.5 million.
Okay, Tope said 1.3 million.
And the correct three.
Big Dukes.
Wow. That's high, dude. That was a good guess, Tope.
Yeah.
2.6 mil. Good guess by Tope, but that did really well, that video. There you go. Dukes is also a big YouTube metrics guy.
True.
I just thought this game was so interesting. I don't know. I think it's so random. Like, there's no real reason behind any of it.
This stuff does, like, I have fun with it, and I kind of dunk on the idea that I'm interested, but I actually am interested in this stuff because with YouTube, it's always intriguing what stuff clicks, right? Like, there'll be like random Big Show matches that have like 10 mil. It's always fascinating to me.
Okay, ready for our third round?
Yep.
Okay, so it's one each right now. Is the round count at the end, or is it one by one?
It's one. Right? Yeah. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. So this is Sasha Banks versus Liv Morgan back in April 2022. And it has 26,000 likes.
So that's like, what is that, Jayshia? Like a month before Mercedes left, maybe?
It has to be. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it feels like a lifetime ago.
It does. It's crazy.
I guess it has been a while now. Yeah.
Answer is awesome.
Okay.
I'm ready.
One day.
Okay. Answer's locked in?
Yep.
All right. Here we go.
What you got, Chris? Bullets. Oh, fuck. You went lower than me. I've got 972,999.
Okay.
Okay. Chris had 750K.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, yeah, Chris, whenever you do. Okay. And the answer is 1 million.
Shit. Shit.
Okay, would you guys like to keep your rotations or switch it up?
We'll keep our rotations.
Okay. Damn it. Okay. So this is the Wardlow Shawn Spears match with MJF as ref.
Now, this is when Wardlow was on top of the world, right? I mean, this was...
And you got spears in there. That's a big number.
Like, Wardlow to include, and, like, this was the only thing that he was really notable for, so...
Yeah, because the other stuff would be paid for you, and they don't do clips for paid, right? They don't do that, I don't think, so... TV, this was, like, the height of his climb. Right, I think this could be nuts, to be honest with you. Okay, Bobby, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm good.
Right, my guess, I come in, 600K. I live in six. It's covering for me.
1.6
million. 1.6
million? Yep.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Yeah, Bob.
Whoa. Oh,
God.
Bobby, I thought you were fucked on that one, brother.
Man.
All right. Guys, I got to say, maybe we were wrong about the Wardlow push. Maybe they should have put the belt on him.
Okay. Holy shit. It's Spears, to be fair. That Spears threw that number.
Before I forget, when I was teasing this round, I did post about a match before, and it was the full match, the DX versus The Miz and John Morrison match. Mm-hmm. And that had 5.7 million views for anybody who guessed in my comments.
That's outrageous.
5.7.
Okay, so we're 3-1 down right now, fellas.
Yes, indeed you are.
3-2 in a second.
But to put your mind at ease, this is the lowest scoring round. Like, this is the lowest scoring game we have. So.
Okay. That makes sense. That explains why we lose.
Okay, moving into the second round. Well, technically round 5. Okay, so this is the... five-way gauntlet with Ricochet, Cesaro, Zayn, Andrade, and Rey Mysterio.
Well, I have no memory of that match, but that is an incredible lineup, isn't it? Good Lord.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was for.
Yeah, I don't remember this match at all.
So that's on the road to SummerSlam 2019, so that might have just been a way to fill TV. I mean, this was a weird time for WWE. That match looks great, but I don't remember it. 86,000 likes.
I'm good.
All right,
boys, ready? Five-way gauntlet match, and it's only 23 minutes.
I'm going aggressive.
Okay. You guys just sent it to me. Dukes, do you have yours?
Four mil?
Okay, Tope said 7.5 mil.
Jesus.
The answer is not.
Oh, wow.
The gauntlet's on Battle Royales.
I shouldn't have doubted King Tope. A stallion. Look at him.
If somebody wants to find what it was for, that would be great. I don't know, though, so.
Yeah, I have no clue. That was that after they did the big Paul Lee Bischoff announcement, Bobby? When they...
Yeah, he was running it by then.
The new regime.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there you go. 3-2. Good job, Tope Suicida. Beautiful. Okay.
Ready for round 6?
Yep. Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Oh.
Wow.
No.
A TV classic.
It could be anything.
I mean, generally YouTube viewership, they do love the wrestling couples. They do. That's a go-to. But 7.5K likes is like,
That's.
Do AEW have the thing at the end of their videos that says, like the video? Do they have that? Do we know?
Probably not.
Because their likes are kind of, you know, kind of look like ours. Took me 6 years of podcasting to realize you're supposed to tell the audience to like the video. Learning every day.
I'm ready.
Are you guys ready? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, ready?
I've got 710,000.
Okay.
710. 200.
Okay. Let's see.
I originally put 1.
Three, damn.
77.
That's middle class, mate.
Chris got that.
Free, just like that. On the blink of an eye. It's amazing to me how far behind the Wardlow video that is.
I think I was being a hater and I just found the lowest rated Britt Baker video. And that might have been it. So
that sounds right. Yeah,
respect.
It's kind of a beast that we've all won once. We're all 1-1 in our.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It suggests that this game is very hard to be consistent in, really,
yeah.
Which is good, honestly. It's good. All right. We're tied up. Headed into the final round.
Okay. So this is the last round for you guys.
Okay.
So starting with Joe and Bob. Woman's Fatal 5-Way. I put the names on the side because it wasn't in the title if you needed it. But it's Alexa Bliss, Bayley, Sasha Banks, Nia Jax, and Emma.
Which one? Prime Lexi? Prime Lexi? Shit, this might be a fucking 50 mil, Bobby.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
It's like an all-star game. Look at this. All right. I'm ready when you are, Bob. I'm definitely low, but I'm ready with you.
All right, I'm good.
All right, I'm at 3.1 mil, which 3. I think 4 is...
4 mil.
Oh, wow.
Yes, come on. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, shit. We'll play, Bobby. I should have gone higher. I just, you know.
Yeah, those full match videos go crazy, man.
For a lot of people, that's the only way they can watch full graps, dude. People underestimate it, you know? Like, it's a real thing. Okay. AEW should have way more of those. Sorry, Joshua.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good. No, I definitely agree. They have some full match ones, but they just title it wrong, so you don't even see it as a full match anyway. So yeah.
Absolutely.
I like their new thing of posting like 4-hour videos.
Yeah. They call it timeline. Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of beast, but no one watches them, I'm sure. Yeah.
They don't really promote them, right? Like, no. Yeah.
Are they still doing those ones with the weird music videos and the. Have you seen those, Joe?
Aren't they like TNT produced though? Like they call them like mixtapes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I've seen a couple. I saw a Joe one that they uploaded, and it had like 1.5K. I was like, this is the most AEW shit ever. All right, there we go.
Okay, so next is Tope and Dukes again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, this is Adam Cole versus Gargano. 2 out of 3 falls.
God. Who the fuck is sitting through this whole thing?
I mean, for every view, you got to count in a psychiatrist to deal with the person afterwards, right? So, he's got, I mean, this is
54 time. Yeah.
Jesus.
I'm not even going to front. I've never watched this match. Never seen it.
Are you serious?
Never seen this match.
No.
I haven't seen any of these matches. I just pretend.
Fair.
I do that a lot more than people realize. Up next on Dynamite. We had Penta versus, you know. Anyway,
guess I'm ready to help end it.
Go, bye. All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm going 12. 12 million.
12. Okay. And 7.5 mil.
Sticking with it.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Jesus. I didn't see that coming at all.
Me neither.
I know it's a long, full match, but NXT I always think of being less a star power, you know?
Dude, no. You're a beast, man. Both times that you've won, I thought you lost.
He's a hell of an athlete. Great dropkick. Great dropkick.
No, when I tell you, when I was looking at the NXT matches, basically every single one that had NXT or Ricochet basically had over 10 mil, at least. It was
crazy. That's wild. Wow. Okay. There you go.
Okay. Last round of the clickbait game. You guys ready to go for this one?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, great match.
Oh, the punch thing really throws in.
Yeah.
With the long boys.
Two of Jay Shell and I's favorite wrestlers. just dueling in center ring, you know?
Joe, you know, I actually think I'm becoming like low key, like a CM Punk fan. Just like a.
That's what happens to everyone, Jay Show. It's fine. I was just getting you ready for it. Do you know they call him the cult of personality? Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
He's from Chicago, you know.
This is an interesting one.
This was a hell of a damn wrestling match, wasn't it? Hell of a wrestling match.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay. Chris, are you ready?
Yeah.
I got 1.1 million.
Okay.
Chris. 1.75 and Chris. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh,
damn.
2 mil Phil. 2 mil Phil in the building.
Okay. So that leaves us with the current score with Raw at 5 and SmackDown at 4 as of right now.
Well,
workforce then, but yes.
How do you guys feel after the first game?
I feel like considering our, you know, our past and the way we like to kind of put ourselves behind so we can make a big comeback, I feel very confident. It's only be one behind. We know that Bob's going to fade late in the game. So to be one down at this point feels like a victory to me.
Team SmackDown is at an interesting point in their game, I would say. If that's your mindset.
Yeah. I'm just saying, look, maybe I'm wrong. I'd like Bob to prove me wrong, but he's got doubts right now, you know?
Joe just said they're being bad on purpose. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, my thing, Dukes, like, with all due respect, you haven't been on Bob's team before. You notice Matt isn't saying anything because he's been on Bob's team. When the lights get bright. Fair.
I'm not saying anything because we have 5 points and Dukes has two and Bob has two and I have one. So, but Joe, you know how that feels, brother.
I ain't done shit since I called myself a bad bitch. Before we move on quickly, I just want to say, folks, we hope you're enjoying this. If you are, as I just said a minute ago, do hit the thumbs up, subscribe, all that good stuff. I see we have a super chat. I'll get to at the end. We appreciate
send us
sure
money
throughout the night. Yes, if you'd like to.
Current super score, chats. The working men, workforcemen, 5, the police, 4.
All right, let's move forward here. Thank you, Jay Shell.
No, the police got it. I'm so sorry. That was really good.
Okay. That was good.
Okay, moving to the next game. This is called Belts and Battles. And this is an interesting game, kind of similar to if you remember when we used to do the matches on a pay-per-view card, and we would like give you 5 points if you could guess the hardest match. The first point for the main event. It's kind of similar to that. You'll see as we go along, but there is different points at each level. So if you get it off the first clue, you get 5 points. If you get it off the second clue, you get 4 points. And basically at the beginning, there'll be one clue on the board, but you can get all 5 clues if you need to. But at the end, you would only get 1 point, and you guys can buzz in at any time to guess the wrestler.
Okay. So when you say get, this is something that's going to make sense when you see the clues, I guess, right?
Yes. So as soon as I read the clue, if any of you guys want to take a guess, you can buzz. But if you buzz and you get it wrong, you can't guess again until the next round.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
You guys can ask any clarifying questions. I know it does sound a little bit confusing, but basically you'll see.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay. So for the first round, you'll see that it's a male, and this is worth 5 points if you can guess it off this clue. This wrestler held a prestigious Japanese championship multiple times before becoming a dominant force within WWE's developmental brand. Preface. This also does not mean that they're currently in developmental.
Bing bong.
I was first. Shinsuke Nakamura.
Incorrect.
Okay.
So
bing bong. Finn Balor.
That is correct. Mm. So Joe just got 5 points for his team. Do you guys want to see the rest of the clues anyway?
Yeah. No.
Sure.
Very quickly. This is basically about his matches with Samoa Joe. This might be Samoa Joe or this might be Kyle O'Reilly. It's about one of the two. And then it's about the injury for the first title he won.
And see, I have to be honest. If you'd have gone to me first, I definitely would have guessed Shinsuke. So, I mean, that worked out wonderful, really. not a pretender, but that's the game, right? The gamble on the first is it could be multiple, and it gets more apparent as we go. What a handsome devil he is. Look at him there. Looking glorious. Like 5 points. All right, here we go.
Sorry, guys.
You guys all have your own noises, I guess. So just...
Bing bong!
How about this? Maybe you just send your name in the private chat.
No,
maybe
then we got to type, man. That ain't going to work.
Yeah.
You can
also,
just let us say yell stuff out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Bing bong.
Okay.
Dylan, it's good audio.
Okay. Maybe. Dylan's going to help me, so don't scream at me, please. Okay. Ready?
Yep.
So this is a woman, and this wrestler has been a part of multiple WWE reality shows showcasing her personality outside of the ring.
Dukes,
yes.
Natalia.
Incorrect.
Fuck.
Chris. Okay, so no personality.
I heard Chris.
Nikki Bella.
Incorrect.
I had to swing for it.
I think we're all gun shy at the moment. I think we're all.
Moving to 4 points. She's married to a fellow WWE superstar who was also a member of a popular long-running faction.
God.
Oi.
Chris.
He said oi, oi, oi.
Who said oi, oi, oi?
Tope.
Okay, who said Naomi? Was that Tope?
Yeah.
Okay, then Tope was correct. It is Naomi.
What a beast. See, okay. I got confused because I, you know, Jim's been killed, so I didn't think. But you did say who was also a member. So yeah. That was correct. Good call.
Number 3 was just about her dance background. Number 2 was about her going to TNA. And then number 1.
Question. What's multiple reality shows? Is that tough enough?
I think it was tough enough. No, it was NXT.
Yeah.
It was on the when first.
NXT team. Was.
The... Oh, the first NXT. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The personality.
Yeah. She was also in like 8 seasons of time, so it was a good one. She had a hell of a match, by the way, Jay Show. You should watch her match tonight with Nia. It was a kill. It was a hell of a match.
Okay.
This is not
cool. What happened with Jade and Bianca?
They both won their Queen of the Ring matches. So in theory, they could meet in the semifinal, but I think Tiffany's gonna have something to say about that. I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. I don't know why they put them in the tournament, to be honest.
I like that.
Yeah,
that
surprised me.
That's a good picture.
It's a hell of a shot.
Okay. Ready for the next round, guys?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is another female. They performed as a wrestler, stunt person, and even
Dukes.
Appeared on a reality TV show. Dukes?
Chris Statlander.
Wow, that is correct.
That man, fucker. He knows he's Chris Statlander.
That was so crazy. Dukes, give me one more point if you know what reality show it is.
Were they on the Her Orange and Chuck were on a
I need a name.
Oh, I got this one. Oh,
the floor is lava. The floor is lava.
That is correct.
Yeah,
wow. See, Statlander's who popped in my head too because of the stunt thing, but I didn't know what TV competition series.
Dukes has said over the last 43 minutes just being like Chris Statlander.
Okay.
Long Island, brother.
Long Island. Yeah.
Just about her injuries, best friends,
yeah.
Jade,
tremendous
in the gimmick.
All right, what's the score right now? I'm sorry, I'm going to struggle with the math.
13-11.
It is, yes. SmackDown has 13, Raw has 11.
Okay,
don't call us that.
Okay,
if you're going to call us that, you have to call them the cops.
I'm not calling them the cops.
The feds.
Confirm shoot was a Raw only professional wrestling viewer for years.
It's that is funny. True.
All right, let's go.
Okay. Next round. I think this is a man. Yeah. Okay. This wrestler's path to a major world championship included.
Dukes.
Whoa! Hold on. A year-long storyline against. With the battle.
Oh,
against
shit!
Oh, you got this.
God damn it! He's getting the two that he loves.
I need y'all to wait till I finish the clue. That was
no. Yeah, that's fair.
I got
it. Moving on, we'll do that, but that's fair, yeah. Dukes.
So.
Go on, mate.
Hangman?
Yes, it is Hangman.
Yeah, Dukes is getting all of his faves. This is unfortunate.
Okay.
Fucking Dukes. Yeah. Who came here to see Dukes do Will? This is ridiculous. Come on.
The people.
Yeah, not cool.
the masses. Silent M.
No, you pronounce it.
Okay, next is a woman. And please let me finish the clue before you guys.
Yes. No interrupting Jay Shell, guys.
That way you guys can all have a fair chance, too, because since it's buzzed in like before, like y'all don't get a chance.
I can't read, so that's I have fair. To have Jay Shell read it.
Okay, so for this clue, it is.
Well, hold on.
Go ahead.
For this, it's a woman. This wrestler is a former champion within the WWE's developmental brand, breaking through in a tournament with a prestigious history.
Bing bong.
Yes.
Kairi Sane.
Incorrect.
Fuck. Sorry, damn. Fellas.
Oh, does anybody guess, or were they like another clue?
Let's do another clue.
Yeah, let's do another one.
For 4 points, the signature Their signature finishing move reflects their background in a different competitive sport.
Wow.
Chris?
Yes.
Is it Shayna?
Incorrect. I'm so glad I finally stumped y'all. Finally, let's go. Okay.
Tope, lock in.
You know, the prestigious history.
This is interesting. Okay.
Next, for 3 points. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
This wrestler recently transitioned to the main roster, making their debut on the...
Oh. Record, so.
Who's gonna say it? Who's gonna
Bobby, Jesus, man. You're the only one who watches it.
Oi.
Yeah.
Is it Tip Strat?
Yes, it is Tip Strat.
What prestigious history tournament did
you
win?
That's the one that threw me off.
He was in the Breakthrough Women's Breakthrough Tournament.
That's a big deal. Yeah, the Breakthrough.
That's
every year.
The biggest tournament in wrestling history.
Shut up. B1.
It's prestigious for the men, look, but I
guess. J-Show, don't listen. All that's happening is deflection because Big Bobby Two Shoes, he's done it again. We ain't even at half time and he's choking. He's choking over there.
I wasn't blaming J Shell, to be clear.
Bob, lock the fuck in.
Bob can't guard me. He can't guard me.
It's 16 to 16, folks.
It is. It is tied 16 to 16. And this is the last round for the belts and battles game.
Okay.
Okay. Let's lock in. It's a man. Before achieving national recognition, this wrestler won a revised version of a classic championship.
Wow. These are getting tough. Man. Bing bong.
Yes.
The American Nightmare Cody Rhodes.
Incorrect.
What? Everyone's scared again. Thing about me is I'm fearless. Which translates to stupid. For any of you at home, it translates to stupid, to be clear.
And bad bitch.
Oh, yes.
Would you guys like to go to 4 points?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
This wrestler unexpectedly won a unique unsanctioned championship during a feud with a fellow faction member.
Me.
Is that Shoot?
Yes.
Yes.
Ricky Stark.
That is correct. It is.
Oh, that's superb. That's
great work. That is great work.
Yeah.
About time.
Absolute.
He was the NWA television champion, right?
As soon as I said bing bong, I saw national recognition. I thought I'm wrong. Yeah.
Good shit.
So, what on?
For this next one.
Oh, God.
It's time to lock in your.
No.
Oh, okay, yeah. So what's the scores as we head into this next round? Sorry, Joshua, I just want to reset for the folks at home.
So for Raw, we have 20, and SmackDown, we have 16.
Shit.
So, okay. Oh my God. For this round, it's going to get interesting. I have to break up my calculator, and it's going to get sticky.
Okay. So,
shit.
That sounds scary. This
is Bob knows cage match inside and out, so we got a good shot here.
This is famously not a math podcast, so.
No, it is not, and I just did math horribly earlier. So, good luck to y'all. Do you guys have your pen and paper again?
Yes.
Okay. So the rules for this is there are 7 rounds. There's 3 points per correct answer. So the way that the correct answers work is each of you guys will write down your individual rating. I'm going to calculate your team's average, and that will be the answer that you guys have. And
got it
will be compared to the actual cage match.
Oh, my God.
No.
So
boy, you screwed yourself on this one, didn't you?
So you guys have to work as a team.
Yeah.
If you think somebody's going to give it a lower number and you want to give it a higher number to kind of offset that, that's up to you guys. But
well, we can't talk to. We shouldn't. Right, we don't talk to each other.
No talking. Like, if you want to make a guess for somebody, and then the way we're gonna have you read your answers is like, I'm gonna have like one team go, I'll calculate it, and then another team go.
Okay,
I like this.
Yeah,
so do I.
It's a lot of work for you, but I'm into it.
Yeah.
All right.
So going on to the first.
You said 3 points per. Oh, yeah. It's matches. Okay, I thought it was wrestlers. Okay.
Oh no, yeah, individual matches. There is a little bit to do with wrestlers later, but like not in this game.
Okay.
So I
wouldn't
think about it yet. 3 points for
okay. Oh, yeah. I guess I should write something down, huh?
Your answers, just for people who are like listening, audibly.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I remember this era. I don't really necessarily remember the individual match. I remember Ember and Shotzi being a team. Kota and Raquel were a team for a long time.
Yeah.
Io and Zoe.
I think this is when Io was champion, or around that time. Right. I'm not sure, but it's like 2021.
So this is like just before it turns into 2.0, right? Like this is very close because June. It was like by August, it was about to change. So, yeah. All right. Team SmackDown, are we ready? Right, I have guessed. Is everyone ready, fellas? I have guessed a 7.
Okay, 7. 5.53.
Okay,
5.53. And then
Tope
has
6.75. Glad you're on the same page. All right, folks. We're going to – Jay Shell's going to do some mathematics here.
So your total score is 6.43 for your team.
Okay, 6.43. All right.
Okay. Team Raw, do you have your numbers?
Yeah.
Yep.
Don't call us that.
7.5.
Okay.
6.73.
Okay.
6.13.
Oh. No, we can't work together. We're not allowed to talk to each other.
Okay, your total score is 6.79.
Okay. Close without going over again, right?
I think we're fucked.
Yes. Okay. Same rules apply, yes. So the rating is 7.15. So that goes to Team Raw.
There we go.
Good shit, boys.
Yeah, you go, fellas. Ember Moon was in that match, fellas. Come on.
I forgot that the cage match women's penalty only applies to AEW.
That match may have been good. There's some hoopers in there.
Yeah, I'm sure it was good. That wasn't my point.
Okay. Let's move on to the next one. So this is ROH title, Battle of the Belts. On my birthday!
I'm sure you're watching this. Wait, Jayshia, was this the year we did the birthday bash?
Yeah, I think so. This is the year I turned 18. It has to be.
Yeah. God, that was a remember Montgomery was on that show? My
Do you
goodness.
Remember his name was Rey Mysterio?
All right. Team Raw can go first on this one.
Okay.
Don't call us that.
Team Monday Nights.
8.75.
Okay.
8.11.
Okay.
8.23.
Right.
Okay, your total is 8.36.
I'm at 9.
Okay, 9.01.
Oh, okay. We're too high. Tope is 9.1.
Yeah, 9.1.
We're too high, boys.
Oh, fuck.
God damn it.
I can't believe it. I can't imagine it's in the nines.
Come on.
He's fucking... It's always the Raw always wins these things. Have you noticed that? Always.
Okay, your total is 9.03.
Oh, we're fucked.
Damn it.
What do we got?
It is.
Oh
wow. Oh,
yeah,
baby.
Oh,
it's so close. That's incredible. I knew that match was beloved. I mean, it was a classic.
Okay, so an update on the score. It's currently Raw with 26 and SmackDown with 16.
It's going great.
Oof.
I agree.
Jeez, we've got to lock it. We're playing two men. We're playing two men. We've got to lock in.
Okay. Next one. This is the WrestleMania match. Charlotte versus Rhea. Oh, is this... On night two from like the COVID.
The pandemic one, right? Yeah.
You can't. This is the chat. Is that, the you can't one? Go over. So they were closer, but they went over.
Hmm. Yeah.
Fuck. I don't know if this match is considered good or not.
And even if you did, it wouldn't help in this game.
I have no idea.
This is why I told you guys to study your cage match.
You did tell us, yeah. You did warn us. All right. Okay. Is everyone ready?
No.
Chris?
Yeah.
I'm good.
All right. Chris, all right. Ready?
Yeah.
All right, I'll lead us in the battle. 8.1. I think you can see it. 8.1.
Yep. 7.5. And 7.3. Okay, you guys have 7.63.
Okay.
Okay.
And like
8.3.
7.34.
7.34.
6.23.
Ooh.
Might be a little too low.
Yeah, I think they got this one.
Ooh. Okay, you guys have 7.29 as yours. And the answer is 8.04. Yeah. So that goes to SmackDown.
We're back.
If we go to the post when Bob's got fucking guarding me down there, he ain't stopping it. I'm telling you, get me the ball. I'm going right at him.
We might have to switch the matchup. Shoot. You might have to guard Joe.
Yeah, that's all right. He just flopped.
We got to make the other two beat us. We got to make the other two beat us.
This bit is even dumber considering this game has nothing to do with an individual.
Joe's going to get his regardless, you know?
I'm not even doing well when I'm still talking shit.
Okay, this one is super fit. So I don't know if you guys watched this enough knowledge of the match to get it spot on. But
this match was good, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'd say that. This is, I mean, I'm giving anything away, so this is going to be really fucking high. This got, like, best match ever, Buzz, so.
Bobby DM'd me that the night this happened and told me it was the 12th best match he's seen this year. And they just started listing random matches from
that
Raw.
Was so weird. He did that to me, too. Corbin matches were on the list. It was crazy.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I think we're first this time, right? Yeah. Are you ready, boys?
Yeah, hold on. My pen isn't working. I can grab another one.
Bro's pen ain't even working anymore. His pen even said, fuck this. I'm tired of losing.
Cooked.
He's in shambles.
Fuck it. I'm just putting the live chat or the private chat for now.
He's folding. But I got
9.8. You said 9.8?
Yeah.
Okay. And shoot?
9.43.
Bob has 9.35 in the private chat.
Yep. Duke's brother. 9.8? Right. That'd be like the highest match in the history of cage match.
Hold on.
Yeah, but he probably thought Bob was going to go low.
Oh, yeah. I apologize, Dukes. I'm sorry. I apologize.
LNG Dojo, brother.
Yeah.
My you guys, bad. All right. 9.53 for you.
Oh, that's good.
I think we're over.
Okay.
What was ours? Sorry.
9.53.
Okay.
9.5 from Joe Bing Bong.
Okay.
9.55 from Chris.
What did Tope guess?
9.6. So we're very tight.
You guys round to 9.55, so it's literally 0.02 decimal.
Wow. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
And it is.
Oh, wow. Let's go.
Wow.
Way to work.
Okay. This has to be said seriously. Okay. This match is different from usually matches you see at 9.7. This has 1,000 votes. Yeah. Everyone who's on that site would watch. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is incredible, dude.
Look at that Observer star rating.
Yeah, that's... I mean, can't bro just give it 5 and call it a day?
6.5. Kenny called him Cook tonight.
That was crazy.
Kenny said I broke his brain.
Yeah. Not wrong.
No, you're not.
I didn't think he'd say it, but he's not wrong.
Let's be nice.
Yeah.
11th highest match on Cage Match.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it must have the most votes of those. It has to.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hell yeah.
Damn.
Okay. It's,
Raw with 26 and SmackDown with 22.
Oh, I remember this match. This is when Mercedes Martinez debuted.
Mm.
2021.
You know, it depends, you know.
Guy, this is really tough. This was very early in the Jade. I mean, this is on her road to the gold. So
yes, yeah. This Boys is
the yeah.
You ready?
The final should be Ruby, right? Right. We're leading this time, right, boys?
Yep.
All right. I got a 4.
Oh wow!
I also went 4.
Tope also said 4.
Chris has got 4.25.
Okay.
Okay. It seems we didn't have full memories of this one.
You guys round to 4.08. Okay. Team Raw.
Don't call us that. 4.5.
Okay.
4.78.
Okay.
Yeah. 6. I think we're too high.
Oh. Oof. Bob.
I know. Oof. I think
Bob.
You guys,
it's an AEW women's match, man.
I know.
I'll be 2 bricks.
You guys come to 5.09. And the total is 4.32. Yeah. So it goes to SmackDown.
We just put Bob in the fucking hoop.
You're too high anyway, but.
I mean, you said 6. I mean, come on.
No, I know.
Unfortunately, that was. There was a spell in that. The final of the tournament was, I think, worse. Unfortunately, it was not a. It happens. Jade had only been like 6 months in the business. It happens.
I think it's 26 to 25 now.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, all 26 right.
25,
very close.
Oh, shit. I never watched this match. Fuck.
You never watched this?
Jay Shell, I consider you a really close friend. Look at the squad here. This looks like it's made to upset me. For those of you listening, this is the chamber from 2023. Sorry, it's right in front of me. Chamber from 2023, Montreal. The NXT chamber, basically, is the best way to describe it.
Isn't this the one where Brock Lesnar comes out? I'm like 90% sure of that. Like, or is it somebody else? It's
no, I think you're thinking of a different Fury chamber.
Yeah, 2022 is when he. Yeah.
This is the one where they did like a lot of moves. Unless I'm wrong, in which case.
Moves.
Yeah, you know the stuff the rest
a lot of moves, so eh?
Zed. Moves for Zed.
That
okay, Jay Shell, chat saying Logan Paul got involved in this one. So I think it was to set up him and Seth.
Oh, yeah.
That's his news.
Going back down.
That feels like a long time ago to me. Wow. Okay.
God, this I have no frame of reference.
You haven't even seen most of these guys wrestle, dude.
No.
Some of them, I should say.
Yeah. Actually, I've seen most of that list.
You seen
some of them, unfortunately, but I've seen
the first three. Have you seen?
I've seen Damian Priest in Ring of Honor.
Yeah, I saw Punisher right. Martinez.
Never mind. Okay. The red brand is leading today, right? Now I should say today.
8.75.
Oh wow, Jesus! I went 7.55.
Okay. 5.74. Okay. You guys come to 7.35.
The chat seems to like this match, which is kind of what I based my guess on.
Topo's 8.2.
Okay.
Chris is at 7.35. And I am at 8.5.
Okay, you guys come to 8.02. So let's.
Oh my god!
It is 8.
Jesus!
Storming back.
Get out of the fucking paint. That's enough.
Yeah, that's... Imagine that you guys are storming.
Bro, they got Kylo. they got Kylo Quinn at the 5. God.
Okay, just an update. It is now SmackDown with 28 and Raw with 26.
Good lord.
Mm. Oh, this match was killer.
Yeah, that one, that ruled.
The Dunkin' Donuts Center?
The thing is, with this
don't disrespect the Dunkin' Donuts Center, not too much. That's where I'm from.
The thing with this match is
this is by far the least famous Cody Seth match, but of the three pay-per-view ones, I honestly think it's the best. But I don't think Cage match will agree. This is tough. This is in between Mania and the Cell, so.
Mm-hmm.
I think my night was just ruined. Oh, Dylan just showed me that the Nuggets are getting ruined by, I mean, are ruining the Timberwolves currently.
You big on the Anthony Edwards ascension, Shell?
I like Cat.
Oh, Cat, okay. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
They're a really fun team.
Nas Reed.
Real graps. You guys could do with him at the 5.
I wish.
I don't know if he'd be good at this, actually.
Who knows?
Sitting here guessing cage match
grades. I mean, I'm guessing cage match grades on matches I've never seen, so he could probably do the same thing.
I don't think I've ever seen this.
I've seen most of them.
Honestly, this is a great match.
Yeah, it's tremendous.
And I think, you know, with the two guys, you know, that you guys know I'm being sincere with that. All right. This is our go, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yes.
All right. I'm at an 8.5.
Okay. 8.5.
Right. I think we might be too high, boys, but I like it. We've really got great synergy and cohesion here.
8.48 is your answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're too good for our own good, to be honest with you, fellas.
What you got, Dukes?
8.5.
Yeah.
Okay.
8.43.
Oh, shit. Okay.
8.75.
Oh, okay.
Waiting for Bob to put up like a 5.
Oh, this is big for Bob. Bob can get the
real tight. Come on, Bob.
8.56.
Oh, this is all. This is Bob. Go on, Bob.
Come on. Well done, Bob.
Yeah, baby. Wow. Oh, yeah. No. We should get an extra point for that.
He just hit a fadeaway. That's, you gotta respect that. That was bold.
The bank 0.01.
Good shit, Bob.
Well done, Bobby.
That's what I'm talking about.
That was
big too. Pressure was on.
Corner 3.
Yeah. Silence the crowd.
Yeah. Give it the shush after.
Oh god.
Okay.
Silence the crowd.
Final round of the cage match game. And this is ROH World Title Survival of the Fittest from Final Battle.
This is an interesting one because there's some good shit in this match, but there's also some.
Fuck, I don't remember this match at all. It's not even long ago. It's fucking 5 months ago.
There's a reason you don't remember it. You're blocking it out of your brain.
Was this the one where he did the brain bust on the top rope?
This is the one where Commander and Kyle Fletcher is like the last 9 minutes and they just go fucking crazy.
Oh, okay, well that.
That makes sense. I actually remember thinking it was quite good. I just, you know, these things happen. This is really hard to guess, I think.
Yeah, this is actually a tough one.
The Ring of Honor voting pool is a lot slimmer.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that do watch are fucking nerds. Like, so, you know what I'm saying? Like, it won't be. Sometimes with NXT, they'll have 20 votes and it'll be like a 10. You know?
Okay, is it Raw first for this one?
Yeah, Raw first. This is a huge round.
8.
Is that a solid 8? Okay.
Solid 8.
7.53.
Okay.
7.62.
Pretty good range there. Okay, you guys, at high 7.72.
Yeah, 7.72.
We might be over, but we might be good here.
I'm at an 8.4.
Oh, an 8.1.
7.96.
Wow, they went even higher than us.
Mm-hmm. 7.96 and an 8.1 from Topo.
You guys have 8.15 as your answer. Yep.
This one's on me, boys. I went really high. I think people like the Kyle.
You guys might have this. This one's a tough one.
8.3. Yeah. So it goes to SmackDown.
I actually, Matt, you were talking to me about it. I remember us saying like the first half of that wasn't much at all. But they did go nuts and it got over huge in the building.
The Commander and Fletcher sequel part is awesome.
Yeah. It's just the rest.
It's like
of it,
Commander's best showing, I think.
I remember Brian Keith being something good in that as well.
Lee Johnson was good too, but he's the first one out.
Yeah.
I like this match. Dave went 4.75 on it.
Well, there you go.
Okay. So just for a score up, it's now Raw with 28 and SmackDown with 29, excuse me.
Raw with 29 this is and close.
31.
Yeah, it's 31-29.
Wow. Oh my god, look at Luke Gallows staring at us over the H there. Uncle Alan.
So,
is that Rick Boogs?
Yep.
This is the worst photo. I'm sorry. But
got Matt Riddle on this.
Oh, I like this.
This is you another like game riddle? Where. Oh. What is going on?
I'm just asking his. I wanted to know what he said.
Be professional. Okay.
Let's
tell us your teammate.
Fellas, I'm trying to figure out how to play this game. Shut the fuck up. I'm old. This is a lot of work, man. Come on.
Oh, my God. Okay. So this is our last game. And for this one, just like the last round, there's 3 points for each correct answer that you get. So for this, there's going to be a vacant figure, so either male or female, and you'll get basically 5 key facts. You'll get their hometown, their height, their weight, their debut year, and their cage match ratings. So basically, teams can alternate attempts to guess the wrestler, and you guys can buzz in any time. So the way it's going to work the first time is whatever team buzzes first will get to answer first, but you guys can talk as a team before you give your answer. And if you get it wrong, the other team can guess, and you guys can't guess until they guess.
But even though we can talk, we really want to wait until we're confident, because otherwise the other team just has a free shot, basically, right?
Yeah. Basically, so it's basically whoever buzzes in first gets to guess, but if you get it wrong, then the other team gets to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is there like a limit on, like, so like if I buzz straight away, I guess, what do I have, like 10 seconds to talk to the guys, or what's the.
Yeah, like 15 seconds, like a quick.
Yeah. And also, we do need to know, this is the same rules, right, Jay Shaw? We have to wait until you read it out, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Is all this information on the screen immediately? This isn't like a.
No tapping. It's all going to be right there.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll see it in 1 second.
Boys, we got to win 5 of these 8.
Okay. So just so you guys can see. You can see the male vacant figure there, but their hometown is Los Angeles, California. Their height is 5'10". Their weight is 176 pounds. Their debut year is 2002. And their current cage match rating is 6.54.
Jesus wept.
It's a good fucking game, right?
Yeah,
I got no idea. Jesus.
Fuck. Fuck, this is going to be a guy in like a... Oh, I mean, this is a...
I have a thought just based off of hometown. I think it's worth a guess.
All right, mate, go on.
Is it Scorpio Sky? Because it's L.A.
Wow!
No! Way to work.
That was the only L.A.
This kid is
What was that?
I had Chris Daniels. We were thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
He's before 02.
He's before 02. Yeah,
Chris is like early 90s.
He was on Nitro.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was going to be the big angle on Raw in 99, dude. He's old as fuck. The original indie guy. Great guess. That was impressive, dude.
Yeah. I honestly.
Lucas Bell.
Yeah.
True.
Okay. Ready for the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is a woman. She's from Fontana, California. Her height is 5'7", weight is 132 pounds, debut year 2009, and the cage match is 7.68.
I'm going to make a guess. Is it Candice LeRae?
Incorrect.
Fuck.
I think she's a little earlier. That's exactly where my brain went to.
Good guess.
High cage match plus California. Jesus wept.
So I have to wait for them to guess it now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, fellas. Okay. But
I don't know. You have a guess?
I have no clue.
Okay.
No,
I don't know where Fontana, California is. But I think 2009.
We see it on a map.
Maybe a little earlier.
Yeah, apparently I have her height way wrong.
Is that...
You guys are funny.
Okay, shit, I think I have a guess.
Even the chat is stumped. I love
it. It's been 15 seconds.
Can we go Pam? Can we go Bailey?
Incorrect.
Good guess.
Yeah, 2009 is too early.
Okay, back to Pam. Team.
Do we have anything?
I mean, we might as well guess at this point. Is it me again?
That is correct.
Oh, you beast.
Bro, he just fucking broke my ankle.
Oh my God. He hit the dream shake.
I didn't know Mia was California.
Wow. Bob, how did you know that?
He Googled it.
I think it was his guest for the debut year, just because I knew, like, you know, I knew she was from California. I didn't know what part, but.
Good. Did anyone in the chat get that?
No.
Fucking Bob, dude. He's made a fool of me.
Okay. For the next one, they're from Hernier, whatever that means, Texas. They're 6'6". They're 264 pounds. Their debut year is 2000, and their rating is 6.13, which I thought
was. Bing bong.
Dukes.
Bing bong.
I heard Joe first, honestly. I know you said you had it before Dukes, but Joe was the first to.
I had my finger. Duke up. Said he had what? It, though. I
follow the rules.
When do we have to.
What do you mean?
Hold on. All I'm saying is the way Tope buzzed in last time was, I've got a guess.
Sure, but there was no race.
You guys didn't fight it. There was no.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for it. Dylan?
I'll do oi next time.
Did you say Dukes?
Wow.
Dylan says Dukes.
We have controversy in the Grand Canyon, folks.
I'm going with the big man, Lance Archer.
Yes, definitely.
Come on.
No one else is from Texas, bro. It's totally Lance. God damn it.
Yes.
Okay.
The confirmed shoot meddling again. Look at this.
Hey, man.
Thank you, Dylan.
Wow.
Dylan is the fucking rules guy. He said.
I know beef with Dylan. I wish if Dylan wasn't put in that spot by the Royal Republican over there.
We didn't. You guys didn't buzz in last time.
It's Dylan's good. Dylan's cool. He's doing his thing. He's under pressure because the Republicans can't deal with losing a deal here. So
we're trying to spin the narrative, buddy.
You're the guys who do narratives, Dukes. All right.
Oh my god.
I know this one. I know this one.
There you go.
Fuck off.
I know it's who you got it, Joe. Go for it.
Okay, Joe. Let me read it and then you can say it.
Okay. I'm not actually sure I know it, but I know it.
Okay.
I think it's I do.
Waterbury, Connecticut, 5'7". Weight is 147. Debut year is 2000. Cage match 7.46.
Got it.
Mercedes Martinez.
Yep.
That is correct. It is Mercedes.
Way to go.
Hooper, by the way. Hooper.
Let's go.
Okay.
Deserves way more love.
We have four rounds left. Yes. We're halfway through this game, which means we're four rounds to being complete. And the current score is Raw 35 and SmackDown 37. Okay. So this is a man from Fairfield, Ohio, 6'5", 260 pounds, debut year 2012, and his cage match is 5.62.
Hell yeah.
Bing bong.
Yes.
Angelo Dawkins.
Joe, why are you busting my game right now?
Because I'm a bad bitch, Jay Shell. That's why.
Ohio.
I did not know he was from Ohio.
Because you know he's a good wrestler because his cage match rating was low. You knew.
That's
like,
what threw me off. Like,
Dawkins is fucking,
Ohio,
he's damn good, man. Damn good.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So now we're at 35-40. For SmackDown. That was crazy. Okay. So this girl is from Chicago, Illinois. She's 5'2", 110 pounds. Dukes, I see your finger. Debut year is 2017 and cage match is 6.04.
Oi, 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 oi.
No, that was Dukes. I'm waiting for Dukes. He had his finger up the whole time while I was talking.
What happened to letting you know, say the whole question? What happened to that?
That's why I didn't interrupt.
Like, we're changing the rules to fit
that. That's why I heard.
All right, Dukes, what's the answer?
Sky Blue.
Yes, the correct answer is Sky Blue.
I actually
how many do we have left, Jay Show?
Ridiculous.
There's two more questions left.
All right.
Some decorum now, fellas.
We have no more finger waving.
Let's set the stage here, seriously. No finger wagging. We'll wait until Joshua reads.
And let her finish, and then we have to buzz in.
Okay.
Decorum.
Okay. Everyone's on the same page.
Okay. Score update. Raw 38, SmackDown 40.
Yeah, it's serious.
Okay. Okay. It's a man from Hagerstown, Maryland. Height is 6'1". Weight is 229. Debut year is 2002. And cage match is 7.72.
Oi, oi, oi.
Okay.
This is very close to where I currently live. It is L.A. Knight.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
How the fuck is he out of a 7.72?
Because he's a hooper, man.
Well, it's over.
Yeah.
God. Oh, LA Knight for the victory.
All the night.
Honestly, I thought there was going to be some at least one person.
I never got that, and I'm a big LA Knight guy. Credit Tope. I thought he was from LA.
When he said LA Knight, I was like, he's fucked. 7.72? Like, Dawkins has got a 5.
The Kavorka.
Feels kind of racist to me. I'm not going to lie.
Really? Is that necessary?
Well.
Okay, this is just the last one. From Riverside, California, 5'2", 112 pounds, debut year 2002, and cage range is 8.09.
Okay. Bing bong.
Yes, Joe?
I think this is actually Candice LeRae.
Indeed it is.
Yeah.
Way to work.
Way to finish.
Oh. It's...
There you go. There it is, folks. What can't speak, can't lie. Well, I think with that, firstly, most importantly, we need to thank Jay Shell for returning to the Late Night Grin and bringing the Grin Game Night, which is the most important thing tonight.
Yeah.
The second most important thing is the fact that without a group chat, with one guy not even allowed to go on camera because he's booking AEW right now, we strolled in, we took care of business, and we once again proved that SmackDown is the superior brand, just like Eddie Guerrero once did, just like Uncle Alan once did, just like Gallows and Anderson do to this day. SmackDown always reigns supreme. Chris, any victory words here, mate?
It's the house that Bing Bong built, man.
That's what I'm saying.
We did it.
We need a shirt for that, actually. Tope, any comments?
Big win. Proud of the team. Proud of the boys tonight. We'll get them next time, too.
All right, there you go. Jay Shell, I think you probably should go next, and we'll let the losers close. Great to have you back. How did you feel it went? It was wonderful to play along there, seriously. Bits aside.
I feel like it went good, but next time I have to like make it even more challenging. You guys know, like, literally everything.
We are fucking losers. You always underestimate just how, like... I saw Jay Shell's face a couple of times when we guessed, and it was impressed, but it was more, what is wrong with these fellas, you know?
And it was really obvious in, like, the tiered ones, but even the cage match ones, we were there. Like, for most of them...
Yeah, we were way too close.
I will give a tip, and I'm not... And this is hilarious because we lost, but... You pick all the wrestlers you like, so we just have to kind of...
Yeah, that's true.
Next time you got to throw us off and, like, pick fucking assholes you've never heard of.
To be fair, Jay Shaw, there's no way you're an LA Knight gal, right?
Oh, yeah, not everyone. I wasn't...
Big Lance Archer fan?
Yeah. Don't listen to them. They're at it again. Here they go. All right, come on then, fellas.
Come on, man.
What are we doing? Oh, it's fine.
What are we doing?
Sitting over here. We're just saying, good game, being classy as we've been all night. I've not said one bad word all night. I've been respectful, especially at Bob. And now the results. Now this becomes controversial. I thought we were just having a friend. Jay, this seemed friendly to me. I don't know what you thought. I thought it was friendly. I don't know. Anyway, Dukes, you're, Matt, Bob.
You're doing... I want to congratulate Chris on his victory. Jay Shell, thank you for hosting this outstanding competition. You kill it every time. It was a pleasure to participate. Thank you.
Dukes.
All out Dukes, tonight.
If we your sound had gone, it went for a second. You're good. Go for it.
Proud of the boys. I thought we left it all on the court tonight. You know, I thought I did everything I could. I hit a couple deep shots. But, you know, I played my game and I did what I could.
Well, with that in mind, Bobby, you put a lot on this one. You talked about how this was kind of all or nothing for you.
Yeah.
Your thoughts.
Yeah. You know, for starters, Jay Shell, thank you. As always, this was a great time. You know, it's tough to come up short again. I'm at a loss at this point. Just need to take some time, regroup, and see where we go from here.
I'm at a loss at this point is an amazing answer. All right. Seriously, you know, because I understand it is I had to be an arsehole here tonight for the sake of conversational content and the fact that I'm an arsehole. But seriously, what a good time this was. Great as always, Jay Shell. We're so thankful you bringing the Grin Game Night back to the flagship this time too, right? With the new LNG reboot. So I'm sure for a lot of you, this is your first time watching these. If you go to latenightgrin.com, you can see the old ones, and those turned into some heated battles. I mean, the Young Lions Veterans one was knocked down drag. Yeah, but it's great to be on the winning side. I think the Raw team now owes us. What was the deal we made? What did you guys owe us? That we won? Sorry, the red brand, dude. He actually, Saxton actually said on TV tonight, the blue brand always pops me. Such an unnecessary nickname, but nonetheless, there it is, folks. We hope you've enjoyed this. Jay Shell, do you have anything to plug or promote before we get to these super chats? I want to kind of give you a little more time here on the floor. Go for it.
Not as of right now. My new show will be happening soon. I'm not going to put a date on it anymore, but it'll be out.
Okay.
Awesome.
When it's time for that, folks, we'll tweet it from all the links, the Late Night Grin. I'll do it on my personal too, and we'll make sure you guys are fully aware. Please do support Jay Shell's upcoming endeavors. I see you every time I see Jay Shell like doing something else, I'm like, that too? It's kind of crazy. So you're doing much bigger things than this. We appreciate you stooping to our level for a night and giving us a game night. So we are very thankful. All right. Let's quickly catch up on these super chats. We'll hit some more plugs and get on out of here. Drex said, just for the bad bitch. I appreciate it. Feels like the price should be a little higher for a bad bitch, but I'm just kidding. No, I mean, maybe I'm kidding. I don't know. I don't know. It's a new era. Maybe we should just become one of those channels now, you know?
Yeah.
Be very heated about it. What if we say super chats are mandatory?
Yeah, you can't.
$5 minimum.
We're not putting normal comments on the screen anymore.
Normal comments.
Could you imagine? Yeah. And then on Hope House show, I just answer every single question in the live chat.
Yeah.
Bob will eventually get the channel struck. Anyway, Cody, long time Greeno. Cody says LNG forever. I don't know how we're still doing it, but we are, and it's because of your tremendous support, folks. So well, here we are in the region.
Some of it's because of us, but yeah. Well, I mean,
we are a big part of the show.
Come
right?
on.
If the show was just like a slideshow of chats, it wouldn't really connect.
Yeah, like they wouldn't be here.
Yeah, I think you and I, Matt, you and I are very important, I think.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Jay Shell.
Yeah.
Good third scorer for us, you know. Dukes. And Dukes
has had a lot.
You need to go stay in call.
Yeah.
All right. SJG says, thanks for all the work, Jay Shell. Fun at Grin Game Night as always. Indeed. Co-sign completely. Thank you again, Jay Shell. And Nick Aldis or Nick Oldie says, here's your bonus for winning, folks. We had to win for Nick. We had to win. Nick. All right, let's go around the room. Let's get some plays, get some final words. Tope Suicida, any final comments, anything to put over, anything at all? Now's your time.
Mike gone.
Okay, I'm going to speak for Tope and say that we're going to have another match review video soon. If you haven't seen those, go to the Joe Bing Bong, what do we call it? Joe Holbrook Promotions channel. Been a while.
Campus protest to break up.
There was a very, very cool one we did recently about Kurt Angle and Ken Anderson. The next one will be about Bobby Roode and Roddy Strong. I'm still working on the voiceover. That will be coming soon to accompany Grin Grappler Bobby Roode. So that's Tope's plugs for the evening. Bobby O'Neill, any final words, mate?
No, again, this is a lot of fun. We'll be back next week. I don't know what it is that we're doing. I know we have Double or Nothing and King of the Ring coming up. I don't know what order we're doing them in, but, you know. Grin Grappler, Bobby Roode later this month. And tomorrow, the St. Louis Battlehawks take on the undefeated Birmingham Stallions. So watch that on Fox at 3.
Yeah.
Central time is it?
Good 3 call. Good call.
But yeah, check that out. Adrian McCarron back in Alabama for first time probably since he graduated. It's going to be a big deal.
Yeah. It's a big game.
I wish you had this enthusiasm about the game.
Yeah. Well.
Maybe I don't, actually. It's for you guys to worry about. Bobby, to answer your question, next Friday, is Rampage on next week? Do we know yet?
I have no idea.
If Rampage is on 11:05 Eastern, if not 10:30 Eastern, we're going to be previewing Double or Nothing a week early so that we don't have to do the doubleheader, because then we'll be up, you know, before our show. So next week, luckily, AEW pretty much got the card set, right? Pretty much already it's in place. Another week, I think we'll be very close. So Double or Nothing next week will be the preview. The week after that, we'll be doing the King and Queen of the Ring show. And then May 31st is like our first blank slate show in about 2 months, which is just how we like it. So that's what's coming up. Young Dukes, anything to put over?
No.
Not even WNBA?
Oh, yeah. Season starts Tuesday. Go yeah, Liberty.
That's what I was going to do.
Go Libs. My bad. Oh, my God. Dukes just said go Libs.
Hold on, wait.
Fucking punch him in the face.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Is he going to change it? Shouldn't he have changed it before he did this, I feel. Anyway, he's going to get a jersey, I think, or something.
Tuesday Matt, night, ESPN2. Yep. If I remember right, it's the Sun and the Fever at 7:30.
Guys, I bought courtside tickets to see the Suns play the Sky.
That's nice.
That'd be good.
There we go.
There you go.
Got that.
Dukes, do they do the thing where you can exchange that jersey in when she goes to Golden State, or do you have to?
Keep her name out of your mouth, brother. Anyway. We don't do that around here.
All right. Anyway.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh my God.
My goodness. JJ Williams in the house. $1 for each of you. Well, we'll be the ones that split up the money, JJ. Thank you very much. Let's take chill on that for E. This is not even split. You know,
WNBA League Pass. Buy it. Watch the games.
True.
The yep. Revolution will be televised. It's going to be a fun Absolutely. Time. Got Golden State coming in next year. We got Toronto the year after. Two more teams in 2028, which I'm going to guess are going to be Philly and Portland. It's going to be a good time. We got Paige coming in next year.
Damn right.
Soraya? Get ready. Maybe.
No. Paige Beckers, bro. A real
Van Zandt?
He doesn't even know who Paige Beckers is.
He doesn't know ball.
Van Zandt or Soraya? Which one's
He's not really tapped in like us, shoot.
That's true. No. Yeah.
He looks like Paige Van Zandt enough, Jeff.
I have to do 8 podcasts.
You don't have to.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Could have fooled me. All right. Chris, any closing statement, any closing words?
Yeah, unfortunately, these fake WNBA fans don't know that the opener's on ESPN2 and Disney Plus. So,
Good call. Good call.
Watch out for that. Boycott the Miami Marlins. And
yeah.
That's all I got. That's all I got.
Well, Tope, I plugged.
I don't know. I'm boycotting.
I don't know. Tope, on your behalf, I plugged our upcoming project. Is there anything else you'd like to plug?
No, that's it.
Okay. All right. There you go, folks. Now, again, the main thing from this show, you know, all whole shit aside, support Jay Shell. She does us an immense favor in putting this together. We just literally show up with pen and paper. I'm not exaggerating. True. That was the amount of prep we had for this.
Yeah, that is true. I didn't even know we were doing game night till like yesterday.
Yeah, the entire thing Jay Shell put together. So please do support her. Go to the Twitter game. How many E's on the Twitter at Jay Shell?
Probably 3. If I'm being. Or you can look at my Instagram. I'm more active.
Yeah. There you go. Support Jay Show in whichever means. Go do that. And if you've enjoyed this, support us. Remember I said earlier about the thumbs up? Now would be a good time, right? Just as we wind down here. If you watched on Twitch or Twitter, you can still head over to YouTube and do that. And the big thing that we're emphasizing as of late, though I have done a wonderful job implementing at Rest Furious, is comment once we end the stream. Now, you could comment anything. You could comment, Bob needs, well, I'm not going to do any more Bob bits. You comment, go SmackDown. You go on the place that Bing Bong built, right? Was the one you were
the house.
Earlier, whatever it was. Yeah. The house, thank you. The place was the face that runs the place. That was it, wasn't it? That was
apologies to Jack Crosby, who's very upset when Joe takes all the credit for building this platform.
Yeah, you actually comment like sending love to Jack Crosby.
Yeah.
We
love you, Jack. He was actually watching earlier.
Really?
He's
what a fucking
it's in the fame group chat.
All right, there you go. Comment something about Jack. Comment something about Bobby's post-game. Put us over. Put Jay Show over most probably, but comment something. It helps us out. I don't actually know if it does help us out, but everyone says it does, so I'm going to convince myself. And help us out. Comment below.
An important reminder. This show happens every week. Set aside a portion of your paycheck. Ask your parents for money. Be ready for Super Chats every week. We may or may not answer your questions, but please keep giving us money.
Based on my eyesight tonight, we may not even be able to read your questions. They will be on the screen momentarily. So keep that in mind.
You got your checking account, you got your savings account. Set up a little side account where you can put a little bit of money in every week. and have it ready for your late night grin super chats every week.
That's a great suggestion. Great
financial advice from the late night grin.
Yes, indeed. All right.
LateNightGrinShop.com, buy merch.
Get the new shirt that Matt's wearing. Get the shirt that Jay Shell's wearing.
Yes. As a reminder, the young Lions do not get a cut of any of this. Yep. We've sold one shirt so far, which I'm wearing. I made $2 off of it. So, we sold another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wonder who bought that one.
it's going to Miami, Florida.
Oh, really? couldn't have guessed that.
What else can
Pat
we
say? Riley.
Sign up.
Ross bought a Young Lion shirt.
create some Gmail accounts. Go on to YouTube, subscribe to our channel. Create more Gmail accounts. Go to YouTube, subscribe to our channel. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors. Spread the word. Late Night Grin, we're taking over. Blah, 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 blah.
I'm not sure we are, to be honest.
No, we're definitely not.
I like the optimism.
I think we already have.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, my God. Late Night Grin 2.0.
I think we're about 4 now, to be honest with you. If you did all the mini resets we've done, I honestly think we're about 8.
Flea Week's on 7.
Like 4, 6, yeah, Flea Week's on at least 6.
And I think we're starting up 8 soon. I think.
Well, there is no way. I review Dino every week. You ain't doing another season of Flea Week. There is no way.
I really got that new logo they need to use.
On Wednesday, I was in the Discord watching Dynamite with the guys. Dukes was wanted to do anything but watch this show.
I was watching the Knicks game, brother.
He's the host. All right. There we go.
Send us money so we can all buy Late Night Grin neon signs to put in our backgrounds.
There it is.
Which for background setup would be even funnier. Folks, remember about 10 minutes, guys, about commenting? Still do that. It's important, I promise. Also, Jack Crosby, we love you. All right. Keep grinning.
Oracle of Wrestling, we love you. Who else are we forgetting?
Alex. No, not Alex.
Good people. Wow.
Yeah. Manny?
No.
Did you see his tweet the other day?
Which one?
There was one. He tweeted an image, quote tweeting a professional wrestling promo.
And that it was disgraceful.
It was nasty.
Jay Shell, are you aware of badgers and that they exist?
Oh, my God.
That was fucking incredible.
Yes.
A legendary Wisconsin animal.
And none of this is worse than the Star Wars rankings that he put out there. That would honestly, one of the most disgusting tweets I've ever seen.
He test ran that opinion in the Discord, and we shit on him for it. And then he got bodied.
He got the ratio is crazy on that one.
Bobby, really? What's your Star Wars ranking?
I don't remember. I watched them all like in 2 weeks when the last movie was coming out. I'm going to see Phantom Menace on Sunday in the theater, though. That'll be fun.
You did not answer the question at all.
What?
I haven't seen any of them, so.
Bob's response to that was, I watched them very quickly. I'm going to one on Sunday. Refuse to take a stance on the matter. I respect it. All right. True worker. Okay, folks. Keep grinning.
Star Wars ranking.
Like the video. Star Wars ranking on the screen.
6, 1, 2. Revenge of the Sith first is disgusting.
Enjoy this wonderful outro. Have a great night, folks.
Send us money. Bye.